Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Sunday, May 5th, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, PH economic zones open to all investors, Marcos. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said the country's economic zones were open to all, citing the attractive arrangements set up by the government for business planning to operate in the Philippines. Marcos issued the statement as he discussed the government's measures to transform the economy in an interview with a South Korean newspaper in Malacanang on Thursday. Read, WPS Island in Degraded State, Study. The Pagasa Keys in the West Philippine Sea, WPS, are in a degraded state with low coral and fish diversity and abundance, according to the findings of marine scientific research carried out by the Philippines. In a media briefing on Saturday, Dr. Jonathan Anticamara from the University of the Philippines Institute of Biology said the degradation of the reef biodiversity in Pagasa Island Keys 1, 2, 3 and 4 was possibly due to a combination of disturbances from overfishing, climate change impact and island building activities in several features in the WPS. Based on the findings, the Pagasa Keys have less than 10 coral and fish species per 100 square meters, and those observed were small in size. Anticamara also said that the pile of sand and rubble on Pagasa Keys 1, 2 and 3 have many characteristics that were atypical of naturally formed or sandy barrier islands. He said this indicated that these were caused by island building activities that were observed in the WPS but with some degree of uncertainty. Read, after 22 years, IBC 13 staff get retirement pay. After 22 years and 28 management teams, 145 employees of the Intercontinental Broadcasting Corporation, IBC 13, finally received their retirement pay from the state-run media corporation, Malacanang said Saturday. Presidential Communications Secretary Caloy Garofalo said it was only in the administration of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. that the much-awaited retirement pay was released to the IBC workers. Read, COMELEC ban eyed on substitute candidates. Commission on Elections, COMELEC, Chairman George Irwin Garcia said he would push for a ban on withdrawals as a basis for substitution after candidates have submitted their Certificate of Candidacy, CoC, for the 2025 midterm elections. COMELEC rules provide that political parties and coalitions have the option to substitute their nominated candidate in case of his or her death, withdrawal, or disqualification by the COMELEC after the filing of the Certificate of Candidacy. Business, government to support urban agriculture, horticulture. In business, the Philippines has a huge potential to be a bigger player in the global horticulture market, Department of Agriculture Secretary Francisco Tu Laurel Jr. said on Friday, noting that the government will ramp up efforts to increase production. Tu Laurel said he sees a promising future for Philippine exports, especially among those with green thumbs or have the natural abilities to grow plants. He said the Philippines can also supply plant landscaping. Sports, Chaco Mucho guns for PBL final spot. Bound to conquer greater feats, Chaco Mucho eyes to book their finals ticket, but the Flying Titans have to brace for Petrogas's revenge game in the semifinals of the Premier Volleyball League, PVL, 2024 All-Filipino Conference at the Araneta Coliseum today, May 5. Being a different beast now, Chaco Mucho took down their previous finals Tormentor Creamline in a 5-set thriller, 13-25, 19-25, 25-21, 25-20, 18-16, to snap its 12-game skid from the defending champions. After this historic and momentous victory, Chaco Mucho quickly dispatched Cherry Tigo, 25-20, 25-19, 25-23, and took the upper hand in the semi-standings with a 2-0 record. Earning back-to-back wins in the semifinals, coach Dante Alinsunyuran said that there is no room for complacency for his squad, most especially when they face the number one seed in the preliminaries Petrogas. Read, opinion and editorial. Marlon Ronquillo is today's front page columnist, as he laments that Labor Day is being reduced to a celebration of business and capital. Today's editorial analyzes the recent protests of jeepney drivers and operators against the Public Utility Vehicle Modernization Program. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, Read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.